What's up, y'all? It is B Dangerous back again with another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. And y'all should know by now, I usually don't do shows this close together unless some shit is going on. But this has to be addressed because, listen, for the last 24 hours, people have been trolling the fuck out of AD with no regards, no mercy, and no fucks. But before we even get into why I want to go in, please follow me, DB Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter. Also, I forgot to mention this in the last show. Follow the Dangerous Sports Talk Facebook page. It helps the page out a lot and it helps out me a lot. And follow this very podcast that you're listening to right now on Spotify, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. Please check me out. Give me a follow. Give me a listen. It's absolutely appreciated and it doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you very much. But, let's get into it. So we're going to start off with the Bulls. They had their opening night the other night against OKC, and they ended up losing 124 to 104, I believe. And then we had DeRozan with 20 points. We had Zach with 16 points. Kobe, 15 points, and Nico had an 11 and 9 night. Now, the Bulls obviously have talent, and they have very likable players. They always have players that I like, except if you give me a reason not to really give a fuck or like you, but that's besides the point. They're frustrated because they're tired of losing, and I get that. First game of the season, you want to come out there, come out swinging, everything else in between. You're going to want to do that. But when you come up short against OKC or any team for that matter, it's going to be a little bit disheartening. But once you shake the rust off and y'all develop a chemistry, team chemistry, I should say, that's when you start winning games. That's when DeRozan will start going off more. That's when Zach will probably start going off more. Kobe White still has a lot of room to grow, and I like him as a player. And Nico, I expect a little bit more than just 11 and 9. Granted, it should be commended that you got this, but sir, you're a whole center. I would have expected more of a, oh my gosh, Jokic performance. Not all the way, but still enough to be like, okay, bet. This guy is elite. And while I do have faith in him, I don't know if it's going to happen with the Bulls in the long run. Because if I know anything about the Chicago Bulls, I know their management will find some way or some reason to beef with a star player on their team, forcing them to want to leave and/or trade them without telling them. But that's another story for another day. I hope the Bulls can bounce back. I didn't even look to see who they were playing next, but I think they're playing again tonight. And on that note, we're gonna switch over to the Lakers side of things. So, the Lakers won last night by 5, 100 to 95 to the Phoenix Suns, who had no Devin Booker and no Bradley Beal. Just KD and a bunch of scrubs who don't know their asses from a hole in the ground. KD passed Hakeem Olajuwon in the all-time scoring list. And congratulations to KD. Regardless of what you're thinking about him, he is still one of the best players in the damn league, like it or not. But on the Lakers side of things, let's talk about that. We got, I'm still better than 90% of the NBA with another 21-point night. And also, since we had so much fun dragging that scoreless pussy ass second half from AD, I'm gonna need the same energy and screaming from the mountaintops for that 30 point, 13 point, 13 rebound, I'm sorry, point night. So, listen, if you had so much to say about that, if you could scream the negatives from the mountaintops, you could scream about the injuries. You could scream about the inconsistencies. Talk about this. Or that doesn't fit your narrative of what you think he is. Trust me, I've heard everything about AD to this point. He can go out there, he can ball, when he wants to. He could put up big numbers when he wants to. But he is injury prone. Or did y'all forget that when he was on the Pelicans? Or does that just matter since he's with the damn Lakers now? So which one is it? We can go this way, we can go that way. Which one y'all want to do? And while I am flexing about this win, and I got every motherfucking reason to, because if they lost with everybody present and got ran up in and beat by 50, I wouldn't hear the end of it. I would feel y'all fisting before anything even happened. But one thing I will do is drag for blood, complete blood, when they lose. And that should be commended. But when they win, I'm still supposed to be humble over a bad win. Kiss my ass. Both lips, tongue included. Kiss my entire ass. Because I can rep my team just as motherfucking hard when I drag. And when they win, I can fucking flex a little bit. Because I have every reason to. So never ever get it twisted. Because if you've been a loyal listener to me for a little minute, even when I was on fucking Podbean, and then you came over with me, listen, you definitely a real one if you remember when I was on damn Podbean, or even when I was on my first radio show. If y'all remember that, you know that Be Dangerous has not changed one bit. Because if I can fucking twirl in the negatives, put the negatives in your face so you can't throw it back in mine, I will definitely stand in the positive, no matter what the circumstances are. Would it have been more legit if they won if Devin Booker and Bradley Beal were there? But since it's just KD and nobody respects KD, then this win is going to go unnoticed. They're 1-1. Y'all trolled the fuck out of that. Well, trolled the fuck out of that loss with no mercy and no moisture. So I got every reason to show my entire black ass for this inconsistent, injury-prone, always-damaged motherfucker. So please spare me on the shit that I'm clearly aware of and already fucking know. And I guess this would be as good a time as any to talk about the minute restriction. So pretty much the reason why he had two consecutive 21-point games combining for a mighty what? Let's see. 41. Okay, yeah. If we're going to go there about Lahem, we know that he's going to be using his age every chance he gets anytime he sits out of a game. And he put himself on a minute restriction, so that means he isn't going to play a minute past 30 for the entire season because he's oh so tired and has to preserve his godly bones so they can heal like Wolverine again. But in the same breath, this man turns around and says that he is still better than 90% of the NBA. So the other 10% are just scrubs. It starts and ends with you and ends with everybody else. That's what we're doing. Oh, okay. And honestly, I shouldn't even be shocked that he said this shit. Because he can be cocky. He can think this and that and say all this other shit when the season begins. But then when you get injured, come up short, or you keep losing consistently like you have been doing with the Lakers since you came there, suddenly it's a reason to why this didn't happen. It's a reason to why you didn't get this. And when the Lakers lose, it's going to be because of the minute restriction. I know that because this obviously ties into it. And it's a part of his master plan. He wants to preserve and protect his precious little legacy so much that he'll use that minute restriction as a scapegoat to when things don't get done. When he doesn't perform or when he's passive, that minute restriction will be the reason to why. And there'll be a suddenly secret injury that nobody knows about or wasn't fucking talked about in the media. But suddenly, oh, my ankle was hurt. I had ankle surgery in the offseason and nobody ever knew it. Well, that was sudden. But if you would have won the game, would that injury have came up? Or would you be even greater because you played through an injury? Players play through injuries every fucking day. But just because it's you, you want a parade and you want a medal. Congratulations, Lashished. You just played yourself. So do me a favor. Play through that minute restrictions, be King, and show haters like me what kings can do. I don't give a damn if you are 40, 39, it don't matter. You can do anything, right? You're the NBA's all-time leading scorer, right? You're better than 90% of the NBA right now, right? Past and present. Prove it. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Oh! And we got a little bit of serious news, and I told y'all this was going to happen anyway. So, Sergio Brown is officially charged with the death of his mother. Which I already knew was going to happen in the first place. Because the investigation is still going on. And they obviously see and found probable cause to believe that he did this shit. Because, like I said before about this case, if you are an innocent person and you are not completely out of your mind, you're not going to take half the message that he took. Because if you're innocent, what you running to Mexico for? You innocent, right? Your mother's on vacation, right? So why the hell would you need to run to another country and hide out? But then post certain videos that are just utterly disturbing. Like, if you haven't seen the Sergio Brown videos or Instagram lives that he did, those videos are absolutely nothing short of disturbing. And you can tell that dude has something going on upstairs. Because I've seen him, like, I've seen videos of him when he was of sound mind versus now. And, yeah, something shorted out in his brain. Because, listen, to do that to a woman who gave you everything in your life, including your life, what gives you the right to take hers? Like, I would give up my life if my mother could breathe life back into hers again. So, to me, like, this case just upsets me for that reason alone. The woman who should be your best friend. The woman who rooted for you, highs, lows, whatever. The fact that you did this to your own mother, regardless of what reason it was, there's no explanation or excuse for taking your own mother's life. I'm sorry. Absolutely not. And he should be punished to the full extent of the law. Because they said they found her in a creek or something like that behind her house. But the thing is, the details of how she died and how this came to be hasn't come out yet. So they're probably still doing an investigation and still probably trying to get more information out of him. Because they are going to charge him with murder. So I know that when this court case comes up, they're going to talk about the specifics of this. And if you guys know anything about me, I'm a true crime nut. So I'm going to talk about all of this. When the details come out, I'm going to talk about the case some more because I've seen pictures of his mom and she seemed like she would be like one of my aunties. You know what I'm saying? Like she seemed like the cool jazzy auntie that you could sit back and chill with. You could sit back and drink with, listen to jazz with, like all the good stuff in life like she would have liked. You know what I'm saying? And also, I don't even know if I brought this up in my last show. He said or claimed that, quote unquote, she was on vacation in his live. But then they also found her clothes burned. Now, he obviously knew what he did was wrong. And they knew they were going to be on his ass when they found him. And when you burn someone's clothes and try to burn the fact that they ever existed, you're absolutely guilty. And you made a piss poor attempt to cover your tracks. And the people who do things like this really don't stop and think about the totality of the situation. Because this dude isn't there anyway. So, knowing that he tried, or half-assed tried at least, to cover his tracks by burning her clothes, and then doing what he did to his mother, I'm sorry, sir. You deserve exactly what the hell you get. And I hope you either get life, or depending on what state he's in or what laws are in the state, I definitely hope you get the death penalty. But then again, death would be too easy for a lot of these criminals out here. But I hope you get what you get, Mr. Brown. And that's that. Also, a little bit news coming out of Cleveland. Myles Garrett finalizes a deal to purchase stake in the Cavs. And I think that's actually pretty cool. Because while I've always said that I've never been a Browns fan, I do respect Mr. Myles Garrett and what he brings to the team and what he brings to the city. And knowing that a Browns player actually has a stake in the professional basketball team, it's actually pretty cool because obviously you get more money in your pocket and you're going to give back to the community. Because what Browns, I've seen a lot of Browns players do is they will give back. They'll do charity events. They'll do things for the fans, like shit like that. Like, I can't even do anything but respect that. So, Myles Garrett, congratulations to you. And if you want to keep your hair, since you are on the Browns and you have a stake in the Cavs, oh, honey, your hairline's not going to be there for the next couple years or so. But that's not for me to decide whatsoever. And, I got 16 minutes out of the show, so I think I'm going to just sit back. Oh, shit, I almost forgot. I almost forgot, man. Dame had his debut as a Buck, and he poured in 39 points. Now, I already knew that Dame was going to come out swinging because he still obviously has something to prove. He's on a championship contender team. He has Giannis with him, another superstar. And while Giannis gives it, turn the team over to him a little bit early, don't let your foot off the league's neck yet, Giannis. While Dame did come in, you have to remember this is still your team. You can try to turn it over to Dame if you want to, but sir, no. There are going to be games where you guys will switch the load. There are going to be games where you score more than Dame. There are going to be more games where when Dame scores more than you. So while this was an impressive performance, as expected, don't rest on your laurels for too long. Because it's still very fucking early in the season. And things have to flesh out before we really see what the playoff picture is going to be, what the NBA picture is going to be, what moves are going to be made. Yeah, just let us enjoy this for a little bit. And that's just going to be that. Oh, also, I wanted to talk about this Spurs rookie, that tall-ass Spurs rookie, the number one draft pick. I can't think of his name right now, so I'm sorry. But this man did something very fucking ironic. His debut with the Spurs, he had these same exact numbers, including field goal percentage as Tim Duncan when he first started with the Spurs. Now, if that isn't ironic foreshadowing, I don't know what is. Now, I believe the stat line was 15, 6, and 6. And literally, like, they had the same amount of field goals, made and missed field goals. And I'm like, dude, the fuck you mean? I'm like, it's cool as fuck, but some things like that just happen in sports. It's not something that you can plan and say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or I'm going to do what Tim Duncan did. Like, you don't ever plan for things like that to happen. But when it does, you can't help but be like, okay, that is pretty cool. But I know y'all are tired of me running my mouth, but I had to get this shit out because I had a lot of shit to get off my chest. I had to snap off about that AD fucking game because y'all had so much to say about him not scoring in the fucking second half in the first game of the season. So you better scream that from the highest of peaks. Y'all better scream that from the mountaintops. And you better give just as much smoke to this as you do the damn negatives. But let me calm my ass down so I can share this show with you guys. Thank you guys so very much for always supporting me, supporting Dangerous Sports Talk. It never goes unnoticed. I want to thank you guys so very much for that. Also, I'm still praying for you, Mike. My friend Mike, keep him in your prayers, you guys. Basketball season isn't the same without him, man. I know that, but yeah, let me get my ass out of here. Please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheBDangerous. Follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page, and this very podcast that you're listening to right now on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. And I am out of here. Peace.